Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue our coverage of the events of today and events that will be playing out over the course of the next number of hours. Kori Bardash is the co-chair of the Republican Party in Israel. He joins us this morning. Kori, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Thank God. Well, unfortunately, though, it's a pall has crossed over Israel today, and I'm sure Jews worldwide anticipating what will be occurring over the next few hours.
Tell us about what you're seeing in Israel. What are the newspapers reporting? What are people, what do you see all around you?
Okay, well, on the practical things, a transfer of four bodies will be occurring sometime this morning. It's been widely reported that it is Oded Lifshitz and the Bibas family, that's Shiri, that's Ariel, and Kfir. I would say on a certain level that the Bibas family has become some sort of symbol of the brutality, not only on the human level, but on the brutality and the innocence of the people that were massacred on October 7th, and the brutality in which they were kept within Gaza. We all have seen the videos or the still pictures of Shiri clutching her children with horror and fear, and taken into Gaza. Her husband, we know, was just released 2 weeks back, and without the knowledge of what had happened to them. And we also have to remember the brutality isn't there, because Shiri, the mother, her parents were killed on October 7th. And so it's three generations of
if anything indicates genocide, that's what it is, the wiping out of generations of people.
Absolutely. I would say there's another thing that's being felt besides the, even though there were rumors for the last, 18 months or whenever, 16 months, that tragedy befell Shiri, Ariel, and Kfir, because it was never confirmed by Israel, people were hoping against hope that they were somehow still alive. And just the need or the desire or the hope that would be the case, and it's like a crushing blow if that in fact is what will be happening. I would say there's another thing. It's another reminder of the corruption of the world's moral
standard
without morality. The silence. The complete silence around the world. We see just now, actually, from Argentina, they're declaring a day of mourning in honor of the Bibas family.
Wow!
But that is one in an ocean of silence of world leaders and people who've not only remained silent, but the millions that have supported the Hamas genocidal murderers on what happened that day with the rallies around the world.
Well, I was going to say, this is what they marched for, right? This is what they marched for.
Exactly.
This is who they supported.
The pictures of the Bibas. How many times did we see people pulling down pictures of Bibases, of the Bibas children? This is what they wanted. They would say that was the problem. I would say it's the sadness, the complete punch to the gut, and the disgust with the world, and realize that we have to rely on ourselves.
How does Israel manage or channel the amount of pent up rage, anger, frustration, sadness that is likely to flow over the next couple of days, because it's the release of the bodies and the transfer. Then there's going to be the confirmation of who they are. Then there's going to be the burials. All of this has to result in a huge amount of emotion that is potentially fairly dangerous. Is this a concern in Israel?
Actually, I haven't seen anything on the danger side. I would say Israel, unfortunately, has seen, I would say, intensive or terrible tragedies when it comes to children as well. You know, I don't want to go through all the names, but there was the Fogel family that were and many other families in the past. I think the way Israel is going to be dealing this is frankly on the rank and file is very much dignified, hurting, throbbing pain, commitment to let's get all the, I would say it's two things. Make sure, and maybe the next level of the deal will be in one shot, get all the hostages out and not the drip, drip, drip. I'd say that's one thing. And then on an official level, Israel must ensure that this will never happen again. And that means whatever future arrangement that will occur with Hamas or the PA or other groups, that words and promises don't rule the day. I don't see any danger from you know society. I say what society is saying is it's what's really coalescing is get them all out and ensure, whatever that means, that it will never happen on an official level.
But what does that even mean? You know, I read that in Netanyahu's statement yesterday. We need to ensure that this never happens again. We've been saying that since the 1940s. It has happened again.
Correct. But what that means is that Israel relied on observers to monitor, you know, border crossings. That means that, you know, everything from USAID providing cement factories in the Gaza, that Israel cannot rely on third parties that will let the infrastructure of Hamas go. It means militarily, it means the borders, it means holding people accountable. And if there is a threat, you don't push it down, you don't have a tactical strategic move. You have to make sure it is completely hermetically sealed on whatever level. You know, I you know, there's a lot of speculation what happened with Trump and Netanyahu when he was in Washington, what sort of things were agreed to. But I'll say the other thing, the Oded Lifshitz, who was also body is being returned today, he was a peace activist. He and his wife, who were also killed, drove Palestinians Gaza people to hospitals. They were on the forefront of the peace movement. That community is no longer, there's no longer that peace community in the southern envelope around Gaza. Meaning society overall understands there's no hoping for like these days that, oh yeah, we could trust and that there is good meaning people. If you look at the pictures of Bibas, there were civilians who were taking them into Gaza. So it's a complete, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but there's a societal shift in Israel with the, as if, oh, okay, this was an isolated incident,
right,
or we'll have the Palestinian Authority take over the control of Gaza because they'll ensure security.
And they can't, that cannot afford to happen again. Kori Baradash, we do need to leave it there, co-chair of the Republican Party in Israel. It is 7:31.